some of the weird stuff we'll see, I believe. Falcon, 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 Falcon. What else? Oh my goodness, what's the other word? I can't think of the
casket.
Casket, yes, casket.
And the ceremony you say you're going to is?
Funeral.
And people who are dressed in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
Somebody met you on the street downtown, just in greeting you, asked you, how you doing? What might you say in return?
Fine. Are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
Now let's say again, if the children are out late and the wife's getting a little excited about it, the husband might say, well, they'll be home all right, just don't.
Panic. Don't worry.
A disease that attacks the joints, especially in older people, that would be?
Arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
Younger people, too.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You don't have it, do you?
Yeah, I do.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Where? In your
hands? Shoulder. Comes from service. Hurt playing football.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Does it hurt
your
leg?
Oh, shoulder's pretty bad shape. But, sometimes I have been unable to walk. It usually gets bad in January. My knees will swell and stuff.
Yeah. Have you heard another name for arthritis?
Well, people say rheumatism here. Mm-hmm.
Is that the same thing?
I guess. I really don't know. This was, what did he say? Traumatic arthritis caused by just hard licks.
Hmm.
Bump.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of you picking it up like that.
Okay. This is the name of a disease that children used to die from because they would get sores in their throat, wouldn't be able to breathe, they'd suffocate.
Sores in their throat. What disease is that, man? Maybe diphtheria?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. And a disease that causes your skin and eyeballs to turn yellow.
Is that jaundice? Mm-hmm. Is that the right way to say it?
And if the person had an appendectomy, he probably had an attack of
appendicitis.
If you eat something that doesn't agree with you and comes back up, you say you had to
throw up or regurgitate.
Yeah, okay. Another word for
puke.
Now, among those words, are some of them just neutral words, ordinary, or some of them joking or crude or what? Can you sort them out for me?
Regurgitate is formal. Throw up, you can say it around kids. You feel like you're going to throw up, you know. But when you say puke, you know, that's just a little bit risque.
Yeah.
Who's sort of strong, you know, and it's I can't find the right word to describe exactly what puke would imply, but you choke. If you choke on something, you puke, you know, you're unable to do it. If you just, anything you did wrong, show where you lost your stomach or lost your nerve, you could still puke, you know. Throw up. When you throw up, you're still puking up, you know.
Are you saying that puking in the situation is another way of saying you chickened out?
Well, it could be. Not chicken out, but you chicken out so much to the effect until it makes you sick, you know.
Ooh, uh-huh. Well, I see.
Yeah.
So it's still
Still showing up, yeah.
You ever say vomit?
Yeah, vomit. Well, of course, that's the actual substance that comes out is vomit.
Yeah.
Yeah, you say he vomited, yeah.
What about the word bark? You had his bark.
You don't hear much around here. I heard it in Wisconsin when I was staying there. I'm still staying there when I was going to school. Guys get too much beer and they bark on themselves.
Yeah. Somebody who's sick that way, you say he's sick where?
In the stomach.
Alright, say if a boy is dating a girl regularly and he's getting pretty serious about her, you say he's doing what?